Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. My name is Sam. Muggsy is with me. Muggsy, how you doing?
All's well, my brother. All's well.
Okay. Cheers to you. Cheers to you.
Absolutely.
It's a great point in the season right now for the Hornets. Fans are back in the building. They got a nice little winning streak going on. We're going to get to all of that in this episode, as well as some March Madness talk as well. But first, we got to wish a very special individual a happy birthday. I mean, it's a Hornets podcast. We have Muggsy Bogues on the podcast. We can't not say happy birthday to Larry Johnson. So happy birthday to Larry Johnson.
You're right, man. Got to wish the big fella happy B-Day, man. It's so great to see him still being part of this world in terms of being able to continue to give. You know, you're up there with New York, but it's just a blessing, man, to celebrate your birthday with your friends, even though we're not in the same presence with one another. We can just, you know, text each other and continue to communicate in that aspect. I got to see some of the highlights, the Hornets show yesterday, you know, me passing him the ball, him doing his thing, slamming up some folks. So that was a good celebration tribute they gave him. So it's good to know that they still, you know, a class organization that, even though if you're not part of them, you know, in today's society, that they let you know they're still thinking of them.
Yeah, it's great. Like, the Hornets have Hornets have a lot of history with them. And it's great that they haven't forgotten about the beginnings, you know?
Yes.
It's very important in sports. There's no now without the then. And so even being in the building, seeing your face, Larry's face, Dell's face, like all the legendary Hornets players around the arena, it's like really cool. I'm really glad they're holding on to the history of the franchise.
Yeah, they do a great job with the alumni, with the tradition, keeping it alive and keeping it relevant. And a lot of fans really enjoy that.
Yeah, so happy birthday, LJ.
Happy birthday, big fella.
Allow me a moment to thank one of our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The NBA is in full swing, and college basketball heats up as the schools make their way to the madness. The tournament is coming, and so is the $100,000 Bracket Madness contest, as Bet Online is the spot to be for all your bracketology needs. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now back to the show. We'll get into professional basketball in a second, but it's an exciting time of the year right now on the college scene. March Madness kicks off, or tips off, to use the right sports analogy there, this Thursday with the first four, and the first round of the tournament is Friday. Muggsy, do you have any thoughts overall about March Madness? Anything you're looking out for? Anything looking forward to?
Man, this is the most exciting time for me, you know, March Madness, you know, because there's a lot of Cinderella teams that people don't really hear about, don't get the national attention on a daily basis. And you will hear some upsets. You know, you're not, here it is, you got Iona, you know, Rick Pitino, 15 seed going into, you know, going into the tournament, and which is very surprising. So it could be an upset. Who knows, facing a team like that. But I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, everybody have an opportunity. Everybody have a chance, even though it's now they're in a bubble, you know, where it's a little different than what it normally is. But this is some exciting time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, my school, shout out to the Salukis, Southern Illinois University, were last in their tournament in 2007. That spring, I enrolled in the fall of 2007. So they haven't been anywhere near the tournament since. So every year when the tournament rolls around, I'm just like, I guess a third party to it, really, like able to be like really neutral about it. Really, really interested in the individual players and potential prospects coming out of the tournament who can make a jump, get more attention on them, maybe go from like second round pick to a first round pick, that type of thing. And even the superstars like Kate Cunningham, Jalen Suggs, Evan Mobley, those guys. I'm really looking forward to watching them play and seeing how they get busy in a very big stage. It's really cool. A lot of narrative going on, which is really fun. Plus, like you mentioned, one game can change a lot in an instant. That's what's special about sports.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, my university is nowhere to be seen. I'll be mentioned part of NCAA basketball, which is Wake Forest. We got some time. You know, we got some time. But one day we will return. You know, one day we will return. So I'm looking forward to that day. But right now, I'm just going to enjoy the teams that are there because we're going to see some real excited young men showcase their talent to possibly be playing on that next level one day. But it's going to be a good time for a lot of people to really tune in because this is where you get excited. A lot of enthusiasm goes on with March Madness, you know, and, you know, it's no skin in the game. Per se, I should say, unless you got your bracket.
Yeah.
But this is what, you know, that's what you're looking forward to, seeing who, you know, who'll be the last team standing.
Yeah, no, so it'll be fun. It'll be fun. And who doesn't like more sports on, you know?
Yeah, you know, plus Gonzaga, you know, they've been number one all year. You got Baylor. I mean, you got Michigan. I mean, who knows? I mean, Illinois. I mean, a lot of teams is really, you know, surprising. Florida State, you know, then. You know, here it is. Georgia Tech won the ACC. So you got a lot of surprising teams. Seven teams in the ACC, nine teams in the Big 12. It's, I mean, it's amazing. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be fun. I'm keeping a close eye on it. Under normal circumstances, not normal circumstances. Because the Hornets are playing so well, normally I would be looking at the college tournament and be like, all right, who will be available in the lottery? It's looking like the Hornets won't be in the lottery this year, which is great. It's a really great thing.
That's a step in the right direction.
I'm knocking on wood because there's a lot of basketball left to be played, but they're playing really well. Four-game win streak. I think, are they two games above?
Well, 500 now? You have two games, 2018 right now, 20 wins, sixth place in standings. You got 20 wins, just like Boston. They got 20 wins, so.
Yeah,
you know, New York got 20 wins as well. But, you know, but we still right there. You know, we're still sixth place. This is a big road trip coming up. Looking forward to it. So, like I said, we got a four-game winning streak going right now. So a lot of good things can happen.
And it's really great, the timing of the fans coming back into the building to carry the team to the finish line, so to speak, because I was there Saturday for the Raptors game, and being there, hearing the folks in the building, around 3,000 people, around 3,000 fans in there, and I had a tough time imagining no one in there. Like, for these players to go from no one in the seats to people in the seats, and that has to mean something to them. I hope, like, that energy translates to the court,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, because that's how we grew up. That's how players grew up, playing in front of fans, you know, entertaining. You know, especially starts off from the blacktop, you know, the girls out there watching, and then it translated to the gymnasium, and they watching still, and everybody else is watching as well. But that's where you feed from. That's where you get your energy from. And the guys, you got to give them so much credit being able to, you know, play you know, throughout all of that, you know, not having the fans, not having that sixth man to cheer them on to get them out. You know, it's a professional sport, but you still like to have that extra adrenaline to get you over the hump. And that fan base is the one that carry you through. So having them back in the building for those last two games before they head off to the road trip, it can be very huge and very encouraging. So I'm glad the fans got a chance to see the team, first of all, and to see the players up close. See what the hype was all about, and I think the Hornets really lived up to it, and as well as Melo. So I'm just excited to see everybody starting to gel. We got everybody healthy, and let's see what happens.
The podcast will continue in a second. I just want to take a brief moment to thank eBay for sponsoring us. Whether rare dead stock or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verify the box, logo, stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity, and it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And again, for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 and up, making it free to sell or flip your collection. Go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Now back to the show. The team's fully healthy, which is really great to see. And offers a lot of options from the bench. I think Brego made it clear that LaMelo's starting spot remains intact now that Devontae's healthy. Devontae is coming off the bench. He seems to be embracing that role as the sixth or seventh man. It's really it's really weird because he comes in with other players. So, like, I can't say he's like, you know, he's in that first unit off the bench. What do you make of Devontae in his new role? How he's embracing it? What you expect to see from him going forward?
Well, Devontae, he's a professional. He saw it coming. I mean, he knew that Melo was drafted number two for a reason. And knowing the position that he plays, man, he came in and played exceptionally well. And they didn't know how soon or how quickly, you know, he would be able to, you know, mature to that position right now. And here it is. It came quicker than they expected. And I think with Devontae being hurt, it did. It just propelled and it made it a lot easier for Melo to really showcase what he's capable of doing. And it also gave Devontae an opportunity to really sit back and reflect on that. It's a professional. I've got to continue to stay as that and continue to, you know, when my numbers call, go out there and do what I do and score the basketball, make guys around me better. And he hasn't missed a beat in that. And that's what makes the team that much stronger, because you have the Martin twins and as well as Malik Monk. And now you got Devontae coming off the bench with that scoring punch, you know, that adds a lot. So, and with those guys in that rotation, it makes it difficult for a lot of teams to just focus on them, because a lot of fresh bodies that's coming in, and it allows the Hornets to, you know, to play that brand of basketball night in and night out.
Yeah, it's kind of great. Like, it's really great. Having those options, Devontae and Monk off the bench, like the backcourt is super solid. And you mentioned the Martin twins who can nail an open shot. Like, at any point, they can hit back-to-back threes and really swing momentum. So there's some really strong contributors in the backcourt. I think the team could use some reinforcements in the front court somehow, some way. There's some guys available veteran-wise, trade-wise. Even like now that the G League is over, the bubble's over for the Swarm. With Vernon Carey and Nick Richards back in the fold, maybe in the second half we can see more of them to help add more depth in the front court. But the things are
I don't think they more looking at. I don't think they fit that as a rim protector. Plus, they're young, and I don't think anybody's going to be counting on those guys. But you know, you know, it comes with a price. You know, in terms of wanting that rim protector, I mean, you're going to have to give up somebody.
Yeah,
and the way that guys are playing and. Looking at the situation, you need Devontae Graham or Malik, you know, could be available, you know, for teams up there, and Malik Monk as well. Who knows? But where he's playing, they may want to, you know, keep those guys part of that rotation, because that's where the debt comes in. That's what creates the debt, you know, those guys. But it's a lot of things that's been floated, and that's going to have to be addressed if they want to, you know, try to take that next step, or they just want to stay put and see what they can do with this unit. But then a lot of things are going to start to, you know, become interesting as that deadline get closer and closer.
Is there anyone, so like LaMarcus Aldridge is out there. The Hornets wouldn't have to give up anything for him. I think, well,
if they get a buyout, if he decide to get a buyout. Yeah.
So there's Drummond's kind of out there if he gets bought out. I think the Cavs are still holding out for a trade with him. We saw Blake Griffin come and go. Maybe Kevin Love. He's one of those guys, like maybe a buyout candidate as well. Are there any names you think that would be that perfect fit for the Hornets to carry him the rest of the way, or at least contribute?
Well, you know, right now, you know, you got to be careful what you want to give up. You know, you don't want to give up no first round picks and that sort of stuff because, you know, that's what you kind of got your young player that you're kind of building around. That's the core. Mm-hmm. You know, you heard rumors of possibly a Miles Turner or somebody in that sort, but you know that could be limited. Miles, you know, even though he's what leading block shots right now too, but I don't know if that really answer everything that you're trying to do. But who knows? You know, Drummond is still a young guy. If he gets bought out, and then to become interested. But then again, you know, where his mindset is, do he want to go to a team that he feels as a contender, you know, somewhere like a Los Angeles and that sort of thing, you know, the Clippers or whoever, or Brooklyn, I don't know. So as opposed to coming to, you know, the Hornets. So there was a lot of things, of course, Mitch Kupchak and his staff is thinking about. But, you know, young players, you know, a Boucher, you know, would be perfect for, but I know that the Raptors may not want to release him. Who knows? I don't know what Kyle Lowry and all that stuff going on and with Devontae Grant. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that would be a good piece that I would like, you know, could, you know, float around. But you know, like guys like Alec and Wood at Houston, those guys, Jared Alec meaning at Cleveland and Wood at Houston, you know, those guys ain't going anywhere. And Whiteside, Portland, who knows that. You know, but his contract and his situation could be a good situation. So who knows?
Yeah, the deadline's coming up quickly. I was listening to, I think, another NBA podcast. They were saying, like, with the play-in games, more teams are in it, basically. So fewer teams would be willing to make a move because they think they have a chance. So, like, there are fewer sellers than a normal season. A regular season, because more teams are like, all right, maybe we can get into that 10th or 9th spot and make something happen. So maybe we don't trade a guy. So it's an interesting kind of setup ahead of the deadline. More nuances of it in it than a normal setup. But yeah, hopefully.
It all depends. I mean, you look at a team like Boston, you know, Marko Đavić could fit in with a team like that. You know, who knows? Or a team like Phoenix, you know, he could possibly fit in with a team just up and coming that's trying to, you know, do some damage. But would he come to Charlotte? You know, LaMarcus Aldridge, would he come to Charlotte? So, I mean, so those, you know, it's smaller market, you know, and would he go back to Portland? I mean, those a lot of things that been floating around, and he gonna have to make that decision with, you know, what's best for him.
That Rashawn Holmes from Sacramento looks pretty good too. Like he played
him. That's a possibility. That's exactly another one I was about to say. Holmes, you know, and he's he could be available, you know, with some interesting pieces, you know, that we have and that they have. They're looking for, so who knows? You know, we know they got Fox. So
yeah,
I mean, you know, Devontae Graham, you know, who knows? They might have it. Double do combination with the guards. I don't know. So, but he got Buddy Hill. So I don't know. You know, it's a lot of things that goes into it.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then, so like, you know, from this point forward, there's the West Coast trip is kind of crazy. The Nuggets, the Clippers, and the Lakers. Not in that order. It's Denver, Lakers, Clippers in that order. For this next upcoming week. I like watching Jokic a lot. So I'm excited about that. And then obviously LeBron and Kawhi on the slate. Like, it's cool to watch these these superstars, MVP candidates, go up against our guys to see how the Hornets measure up against some top tier NBA talent. What do you think about this road trip ahead of us and what the Hornets can kind of get out of it? Because honestly, I was watching that Kings game. All I could think about was like, we need to win this game. The Hornets need to win this game because it's going to get tough after this. So what do you think about the Nuggets, Clippers, and Lakers here on the schedule coming up?
Well, I mean, the Hornets did exactly what they're supposed to do. Took care of business at home because, as you alluded to, it gets tough on the road. And this will be an opportunity to see exactly who they are and what they're capable of. Because they're going to be playing against a lot of elite teams, Denver Nuggets, the Lakers, as well as the Clippers. And it'll put them at a standpoint to where they understand where they are elite-wise and what they need to continue to work on. Because the West and the East is, I always say, is a little different brand of basketball. But, we have some success against some of the elite teams already. Brooklyn, the Mavericks and so forth. So it shouldn't be no difference in terms of being able to get up for those type of games. So, but it always came at home, and the Maverick was on the road. So it's been a test for these guys, especially for the young guys. But it'd be interesting to see, how we do. And is it a three-game road trip?
Yeah, so it's the Denver and then the LA teams. And then I think there's two games against the Spurs and the Rockets.
Okay.
After they spend their time on the West Coast.
Coming back, so it's like a 5-game West Coast trip.
So Nuggets, Lakers, Clippers, then the Spurs, then the Rockets, and then I think the Heat. Is this game in Charlotte? That's it. One second. Is this Spurs game in Charlotte? No. Okay. So yeah, the road trip ends in Texas, basically.
Okay.
They come back. First game back in Charlotte, so 26th against the Heat.
Mm-hmm. So it's a 5-game road trip.
Yep.
Yeah, so this could be a big swing. This could be a really because everybody's right there, that 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th spot, looking outside, looking in, with Toronto and those guys. So we got nothing to really, spare, but hopefully not much to lose in terms of being able to whole game or whole serve, I should say, on the trip. But it's going to be a challenge. That first one always is the best one to get, though.
Mm-hmm. And all that, I'm really happy that the team's healthy in the way they're playing. I'm not scared of these games entirely. Obviously, all due respect to the Lakers and Clippers and Nuggets, any one of those teams can win the West. But, the Hornets are not going to be pushovers going into those games. And I'm really excited to see them stack up against them. It's going to be really fun to watch. Going to stay up late, but it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. They definitely ain't going to be no pushover, especially with that young fella pushing the ball down their throat. Let's just hope that, we can continue to stay healthy, as you say, but, continue to put the ball in the basket. But defensively, it's going to be the key. If they can stop anybody, right now, we're still on the average of 109 points. Per game, and I think we need to defend, and stop teams from scoring on us to be able to, to come out on top. So I'm not afraid of them either. I'm not afraid of any of these teams, and I don't think the guys are. So it's going to be exciting to see, how they start out.
Oh, most definitely. I can't wait. I just wish it wasn't so late in the day.
Yeah.
Time zone than that.
It's West Coast. They push it up an hour, so
yeah, gotta tough it out.
Yeah.
Well, it's well worth it. Those should be some good. That should be a lot. Not even some. It should be really good basketball. I'm really really psyched for that. Well, Muggs, that's everything on the docket, so to speak. Is there anything else you want to get into before we say goodbye to everybody?
We've covered it all. We covered the rumor trades, the NCAA. Gosh, we talked about our boy's birthday. Give him a shout out. I got that and that. What else? I think we covered quite a pretty, broad topic there. I think we had a good show there today.
Yeah. No, it's always fun. Always great to chat with you, Muggsy. I appreciate it as always. And everyone out there, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday. Everywhere podcasts are found. Believe in Hornets is the name of the show. And my name is Sam, and from Muggsy Bogues, we're out of here.
We out. Hey.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.